Alex, the host of our sister show Dice Hard, is about to launch a new game on Kickstarter called The Brigade. Why don't you tell us a little bit about The Brigade, Cal?
The city of Tinderbox has, rather predictably, caught fire. Although no one has formally admitted responsibility, a large firestorm has appeared above the Pyromancer's university and fireballs are raining down on the city. As such, it's a good time to be a firefighter, if being a hero is your thing. In The Brigade, you control rival firehouses offering protection to the good citizens of Tinderbox. The aim of the game is to win the loyalty of the people with acts of heroic firefighting and earn the coveted position of Fire Chief.
Ooh, exciting.
Sounds fun.
Who did it? I say the Fire Nation. That'll be available on Kickstarter soon. Meanwhile, enjoy whatever it is you're about to listen to.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Dice Hard, where we take your favorite movies and turn them into tabletop games. And now your host, Alex.
Welcome to another episode of Dice Hard, where we are going to do a Brigade Trilogy, and the Brigade Trilogy is in honour of the game that I am currently have on Kickstarter, and we have a very special guest with us today, Toby Toogood.
Yay!
And I've got another special guest who hasn't set anything on fire recently, luckily. It's Cal.
That you know of.
And that's it. Now you read your intro.
Okay. What am I? So you want me? Okay. So if we're reading the synopsis here. The synopsi.
Yep.
The synopsises.
So the whole one sentence.
The whole one sentence. So Dante's Peak. A volcanologist arrives at a countryside town recently named the second most desirable place to live in America, and discovers that the long dormant volcano Dante's Peak may wake up at any moment.
That's it. And it had Pierce Brosnan in it.
Yep. It and had it had a whole heap
much no
of
one else famous.
Not good. And it's a terrible movie and it lost a huge amount of money. And I'm really sad that you've brought it back into the light of day and forced people to watch it.
I was racking
my brain. I mean, has it met
brain.
A score of 43? Alex, there's a reason why it's obscure. There's a reason
I'll
why
apologize.
It's not on Netflix. Or any of these things.
Oh,
it's a
well.
Bad movie. It's a really, really bad movie.
I'll
and
apologize
you're, and,
straight
and
away.
You're a horrible person, and I can never forgive you. But anyway.
I'll apologize straight away. I was racking my brains for three movies that had to do with fire. So
right.
We've got this week is Dante's Peak. The next episode will be Reign of Fire, and the last one will be Ghost Rider.
These are all not good movies. Have you reconsidered your choices?
How many movies can you think of that are good that have fire in them? And I actually liked Reign of Fire a lot.
Terminator 2, there's lava at the end. Does that count?
No.
Aww.
So you see the challenge that I had.
This is ruthless.
Why did you? Well, why choose fire then? Why not choose like? Just like destruction movies.
Because like, my game is
world.
To do with putting out fires.
Well, back to the drawing board, obviously. I mean, history is showing you here that this doesn't work.
Okay, crap. So the next three movies are to do with fire, about the game that we're about to take off Kickstarter because there
yes.
weren't good movies.
I'm glad I could help you at this troubling time. Stay tuned next week.
All right, for starting player, I had the last person that skinny dipped in a warm pool.
What year is it? 2017. It would have been about 2002.
I did it before then. Did you have a starting player, Cal?
I was just going to say the last person who was stupid enough to try and drive over lava. What the hell? So
there wouldn't be too many of them,
me.
Though.
Can we just do an IQ test and just be like the dumbest fucking person gets to go first?
Person who goes first was the last person. I mean, my game is terrible, so no one wants to go first.
Let's stick with skinny dipping.
So
then.
The one that gets bullied the most into going first. Yeah, that works. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the one who puts up the least resistance.
Okay. Let's go with that. Who wants to go first, but doesn't want to go first?
Exactly.
I mean,
I'll put some thought into my game. Did you put any thought into yours at all?
Like,
at
all? I did a little bit. Yeah,
I did a little bit too. You know, I'll let you go first because if I go first, you'd be like, "Well, that's it. We it's over. We can't match that."
Well, okay, well then I'll make Cal go first.
I was going to say I might step in and just basically say that, like, because I was just recently listening to our Tremors episode where basically
which was awesome.
Have you ever done a good movie? Just out of curiosity. Like IMDb bottom 100. Let's start here.
Jeez. I really liked Tremors, but my first pitch was, can we do a print and play version of The Floor is Lava?
That's
all I could get out of my head, all I could put in my head for this pitch, and okay. I really struggled because doing was going, how are these people so completely stupid?
And oh, yeah. Did you manage to board game-ize it?
I know. I'm really.
I gave you two chances, Cal.
I know. I'm sorry, and I've fucked up on both accounts. Spoilers for the next episode. I'm not much help either. But oh man, just every single thing was just like, okay, let's trample each other instead of leaving in an orderly fashion.
Did you look at the goofs on IMDb?
No,
they're hilarious. It's like volcanologists just going, no, no, please don't. No. This doesn't happen like this ever.
Well, like,
okay, this is good. This is good because this is all to do with my game, right? Yeah, so right. you guys are on it. So okay. I wanted to make people build their own volcanoes that killed the most amount of people,
right?
Because they're also dumb.
Yeah, I love it. Let's do that.
Right. So everyone has a town population, and we need to destroy as much of that town population as possible.
That is a fantastic idea.
There'd be different attributes that you can build onto your volcano, and these might end up being ridiculous, but would include elements from the film, such as the acid lake, the extremely hot spring, the lava, etc. There would also be escape things, like mines or things people can hide behind, you know, in case a giant ash cloud stormy explosion is coming. And there'd be an eruption counter, which is obviously the game timer, so a countdown to when the eruption happens and then how much stuff gets destroyed. However many people you have left will determine the winner. So that was my idea, which I think is great, because you guys are complaining how dumb everyone is, and now you get to kill them all.
Yes, that's good. Mine is a little bit similar, but I just take it to the next level. So first of all, the disclaimer on my box is, do not play this game inside. Okay. You can see where this is going already. So the board is made of plastic, and in the middle is just this enormous volcano, right? And all the meeples are made out of tissue paper, right? This gets better. And have you played Labyrinth board game? Because I just picked it up recently. I don't know if you've
played it. No, I haven't played it.
Okay, so the idea is you sort of move around the board for a while, and events from the movie take place. And my idea was the same thing. So, you know, you land on a square, you flip a card, and it's like, you know, you found a body in the hot springs, blah, blah, blah. But the idea is to either get the hell out of there or get to a safe place before it erupts. So there's a little clock timer, like an egg timer in the board. And when that hits zero, basically the volcano's already been filled with vinegar and it just drops biocarb into it. And the entire thing erupts and just vomits all over the board.
That was
and
more what I was expecting when I first heard.
Yeah, Alex. Right. Okay, and then so like you're either off the board or you're in like the mine or whatever. And once the volcano's cleared, you pull out your little tissue paper meeple, and if he's still dry and intact, then you're good. If it's a soggy mess, then you die. Right. Kids will love this shit.
I love it already. This you know, is a legacy version of a board game. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and the awesome thing is, like, it's a real-time timer, so, like, you're frantically trying to play, and once you've turned it, you can't stop it. It's like a real volcano. It's not like you go, oh, we'll pause. No, it's going off no matter what. This is awesome.
This could be real fun for, like, little kids, actually. Like, if you made this thing, like, 3 foot tall... Yeah. And you put it outside, and it was just, like, this could actually be a really marketable, really fun thing.
The thing is, though, here's the catch. You have to sell it for about 3 or 4 times what it's worth so you can recoup losses the movie suffered, because it was so freaking bad, right? So, you know, RRP, $499 US here, okay? Surely. I think the movie company will be really happy to license that.
I reckon the shipping would be a killer if you have to ship a 3-foot tall volcano.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But it would be worth it. It would be worth it.
I just love the idea of, like, little kids, like, running around the whole circumference of it, looking for little nooks and crannies to hide their people in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I like it. Let's do it. Let's do it with a 3D volcano.
Yep.
Let's continue this idea further.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, you need to pour vinegar and stuff in it first, obviously, and then it just sort of rumbles a little bit. And then, yeah, the egg timer has, like, a little capsule that sort of flips, you know, a teaspoon of biocarb into it, and then, yeah, off you go.
Okay, well, first of all, I think there needs to be some sort of warning. So if we're going to actually make this into a board game, there has to be some sort of warning before the volcano erupts. So people will be moving around before the volcano erupts, and then the eruption happens, and then we have to escape it.
Right. If you can move faster than you know, bubbling crap running down the side of plastic, good on you. I don't think you can. And that's the other thing. Like, there's a goof in the movie where they're escaping the cloud. And again, and you read the goose, and the volcanologist is like, that cloud moves at 700 kilometers an hour. No, you don't outrun it, you die. So this is the realistic version where the volcano goes off, and you go, and you're dead.
There's a reason why, like, the remains of the people who died in Pompeii were, like, just sitting around eating and, like, chatting and just hanging out, because they had no idea what was going on, and then they just instantly died.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, yeah, John, did you fart?
Yeah.
That's it.
That awkward look on his face, secure for life. Secure
slightly for confused, yeah. Slightly confused, yeah. Exactly. It's a load of crap. It's an absolute load of crap. And it's, yeah, again, I just wanted to bring back that, you know, it is a bad movie. And Alex is a horrible person.
As I said, it was hard to find 3 movies that dealt with dealing with fire, but they all had to be different as well. Like, you know, I've got this one, which is a volcano and fire, and then the next one's dragons and fire, and the next one's Ghost Rider, who is on fire.
Right.
I forgot about the third one.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
I know, but it all had to be different. It had to be different. Like, I can't... Like, there are other movies that have volcanoes in them, but then I'd have 3 volcano movies, and we'd all say this idea 3 times.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I think you've picked a hard one there. Can I Google?
You Google.
Yeah.
As a bit of a brainstorm, right, there's a game called Survive, and a classic game. And the idea is that you have a whole bunch of meeples on an island, and they've all got different points values, and the amount of meeples that you actually rescue is your final score. Mm-hmm. So I would say a whole... if we all have a bunch of people each...
Alex, you could have... Backdraft, man. Backdraft.
Yeah, but that's like actually what my game is sort of about. I didn't want to cross that path.
It actually made money. It made money.
I'm going to have to cut this out.
No, that's fine.
Firestarter, 1984. Come on.
Is that about burning buildings, though?
She sets fire to them because she's, like, got superpowers.
Oh, okay, yeah, I could have done that.
Yeah, right. See, look, this is what you can do with 30 seconds of Google time.
I tell you what, Toby. How about we do that movie in a future episode?
All right, well, you can.
Oh, you don't even want to do that one.
You scarred me for life, man. Dante's Peak. Like, I've got twitches and stuff now.
Usually I get the guests to choose a movie that they think is going to be good, and then, you know, Cal or Sam and I
do it. You're the one ripping it to shreds, yeah.
But I chose this one. I had to choose these three specifically because, yeah. I did apologize to you before I even invited you on the show. I said, I'm sorry.
I should have noticed that as a warning sign, you know.
I had to choose this movie. That's it.
Oh, man.
All right. But if you want to choose a movie, and we'll do another Dice episode with right. your choice.
Okay. Conan the Destroyer.
They just released a Conan board game.
Well, you just said pick a movie. You didn't put any restrictions or stipulations or provisos.
Done. We can do Conan if you want. We just have to make it better than the one that's already released.
Okay. I didn't even know. Did they actually bring out a new Conan board game, did they?
Yeah, I think it was. It only just happened on Kickstarter, I think.
Well, they should send me a review copy.
We'll plug it now, and then we'll get you a free review copy.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, it's based. It looks like it's based on the, it's based on the character, not the movie.
Yep.
Yeah. So it hasn't got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
So, you know, you could just do an Arnold Schwarzenegger board game. It's just filled with cliche one-liners. That actually wouldn't.
That's a whole different episode. Can we focus on Dante's Peak?
That's all right. You'll edit this out. Anyway.
No, I like this.
No. We don't do much editing that does Dante's
Peak. It's back on top of here. Dante's Peak. Right. Volcanologist who doesn't know what he's talking about and says that carbon dioxide kills trees. Nice.
Forgot about that bit.
Yeah, he actually says the carbon dioxide is killing the trees. You're like, I'm not a volcanologist, but I think you might be slightly off the track there.
I did go to grade one.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I have at least a basic grade one education, and I can tell you that carbon dioxide does not kill trees.
Yeah, otherwise he's just going to breathe on a tree and it dies, yeah.
As I was saying, Survive, it's about the meeples that actually survive the game. Like, they get to the island of safety, because it's about Atlantis, and Atlantis is sinking. So a lot of the meeples end up in the water, they get eaten by sharks, or their boats get killed by whales, and there's a sea monster that roams around and kills anything it touches. So the meeples that actually survive in the end are worth the points that you win the game with. So maybe if we all have a bunch of people that we need to move to, you know, safety zones, or that don't get dissolved by the flowing of the lava, would be really good.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, you don't want theoretical destruction. You don't want, like, oh no, my meeple has perished, and you take it from the book. No, you want that shit to be messed up. Like,
physically
destroy. I mean, if I could put lava in it, actual lava, and get away with it legally, I would, because that would just be cool.
How about if you can't see what the number is on the tissue paper from the destruction, then you don't get the points because they don't live.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's got to be kids, like, young kids want to, like, as a young boy, when I was a young boy, like, you broke your He-Man, right? And when you made a Lego car, you didn't just sort of drive it into the brick wall. No, you pegged that thing as hard as you could.
Right? You smashed it, yeah.
You did. And you actually broke the actual little bits of Lego, right? You did these things. Boys want to break stuff. So that's why the meeples, they have to die. Like, literally die.
Well,
I can imagine someone caring deeply for their meeples and going, but I don't want them to die. Well, you better get them to the safe zone.
Exactly. See, now we've created urgency.
Oh, you melted that one's face.
Yep.
Could the meeples
hopefully it was Pierce Brosnan.
Could the meeples themselves be covered in baking powder or bicarb soda or whatever it is?
And so they fizz up.
Yeah, so that way, like, you hide them in these little nooks and crannies, the vinegar comes out, and then you just see these little pockets just explode.
I like it. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you could have little craters on the actual volcano that as soon as the vinegar hits it, they fizz up and explode even more.
Yeah. Nice. This is excellent. Mum and Dad come home and here's the lounge room floor just covered in shit. What the hell happened?
There's just a hole in the middle of the lounge room floor where the amount of acid has just...
Yeah, this is his kids covered in crap smiling. Yeah.
What were you guys doing? Oh, the Dice Hard made this really cool volcano game.
Yeah, we were playing Dante's Peak.
We were being social.
Yeah.
Wait, Weren't the neighbors' kids here? Where are they? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You can subtitle it, "The game as bad as the movie, dot, dot, dot."
Well, no, no. We're going to make the game good. We've got a volcano that's exploding and melting people. How are these meeples going to move? You want it real time? We can make it real time with a timer.
Yes, absolutely. Real time. Frantic. You've got to make it frantic.
What about one of those, like, you know those chess timers that people have to smash? Like, no, you know...
Yeah, but then you don't want the possibility of stopping it, because you can't stop the volcano, can you?
No, no, no. It's just for players taking their turns.
Right.
So you only get a certain amount of time, or maybe like an associate app that would beep. So you only get a certain amount of time to move, maybe like 4 seconds or something.
Oh yeah.
I'm and you move meeples, you know, a couple of spaces. You have to move them to individual spaces, and you have to move maybe to nodes, and you have to move them. As I'm talking really fast because I'm like, this is a real time game. We've got to be as fast as I can.
Exactly. What if we just remove all
take
the
a
rules,
deep breath,
all of the rules, and let it just degenerate into a total shit?
Then what are we like, gonna do?
Like, there's just six boys. Or well, I mean, girls can play. I'm not gonna be sexist, girls. But I mean, like, let's be honest, girls don't want to blow shit up, right? Well,
I know girls that want
maybe
to blow stuff up.
Hillary Clinton. No. I don't know. But let's not go there. This is political. Edit that out.
I have to edit this. Please be kind.
Please stop. Yeah. But like, so you've got kids, and it's just like, how do we save our guy? I don't know. And they're all moving at once. And it's just chaos. And again, that seems like something that would happen when a volcano erupts, right? It's just chaos.
I like the chaos, though, but yeah. I feel like it does need some sort of restriction. And if it was like, if just imagine you had a 4 second turn, right, where right. you tried to move all your people once, and you might have like 20 people.
Yes,
right.
This works.
So it's fast as you can. So you get 4 seconds. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. You probably move 5 guys, and it's the next person's turn. You're not allowed to touch it anymore. Right. And then at some point,
can you imagine
the volcano's
the amount of fighting that's going to happen.
Oh yeah.
It's just,
yeah, definitely.
It's on. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be awesome. And the next player, they get their 4 seconds, and you're waiting eagerly for your turn, and let's face it, you only have to wait 12 seconds until it's your next turn. How many games do that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. That's brilliant.
So you
that's
wait 12
point.
Seconds. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You get a turn every 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're waiting eagerly, and as soon as you get there, and you knock a guy over, and you're like, oh, he's fallen, I can't pick him up again. So you've got to be careful. You got to make sure they're standing too, because otherwise they're exactly. He broke his leg. You know, he fell into a hot spring.
Yeah, he got hit by a rock. Excellent.
And at some point, this little timer happens inside the volcano where it tips the teaspoon of bicarb soda into the vinegar, and then you know your timer keeps going. You've still got to move people as fast as you can into little safety zones and nooks and everything. Yeah. And then the moment that volcano goes off and explodes and starts dripping down the mountain, and you're just panicking and you're knocking more guys down. You can't pick them up anymore.
Yep.
You just got to keep focusing on the survivors and get as many as you can.
How about when the volcano erupts?
3 seconds.
The turn or the turn structure just goes and everyone can move whatever's left standing.
Yes, yeah, that's actually a good idea. I like that.
Then I imagine that there's just going to be a whole bunch of like little kids just grabbing all their meeples, going, "No, they're going to well save them."
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to play this by the rules properly. Nobody, at all.
Probably
and that's
not.
Fine. That's good. But they're going to enjoy it. Because then it'll degenerate into, "I'm going to put my sister's Barbie in the volcano to see what happens." Like, that's pretty much where this is going. Like, what else can I... What happens when I put the cat...
What else could I put in there? Where's the cat? Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what it's... It's just going to degenerate into what happens when I stick X in the volcano. Pretty much. And that's fine. I'm totally fine with that. You know, you just need a massive disclaimer on the box. It's like, you can't sue us ever for anything. You know, warning. Do not use this game at all. Done. You're covered.
I have another idea. What about actually having other things that you can move on the board as well,
like
on the volcano?
Like shelters and things that you can
like magic
stick
cars
onto the
that
side
don't melt.
Cars, exactly. Cars that will melt, but they will create some sort of barricade for a while, so you can sort of put it in a place that will redirect the lava for a couple of seconds.
Is there
that allows you to get your guys out?
Yeah.
Is that there works. A 3D printer for like sherbet or popping candy.
Oh! Probably.
Because then it's like, no, kid, don't eat it. Just watch.
Tell him before he starts talking about gunpowder and things like that.
Like, now,
so I put this firework in the side of it, right?
I just picture this game, like, me and Toby are playing, and we're frantically trying to get our guys around, and then it gets to Cal's turn, he's like...
I'm just sucking on a cheek.
So glad this is made out of popping candy, guys.
No, I could see Cal making this game, and then you pulling it out of the box, and looking at the volcano saying, and looking at it saying, what does front towards enemy mean?
Cal doesn't have to see that rule. I just have to point it. It goes this way. You have to sit here.
Yeah. I'm sure we can make this thing 100% edible if we wanted.
We probably could.
Yeah,
we probably could.
Well, that works.
The problem is we need lava that's edible. Because no one's going to like to lick vinegar. Yeah, but you don't want to lick vinegar and bicarb soda. But
if, Coca-Cola and like
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That works.
Or, yeah. And then it's great, because then it's a one-shot board game. Potato cake people.
But it's a one-shot board game, so then you have to sell more copies at $499 US. Right? And they make their money back. And then they make so much money, they'll make Dante's Peak 2.
Dante's Peak the game. 10,000% of your daily intake of volcano. It will feed a whole family for weeks. We'll send them to impoverished countries where they can play with their food before they eat them.
I like the fact that it'll be $499 US each plus $899 shipping.
Yeah, something like that.
Exactly. We got to get shipping containers to get it to you.
We got a long way to go. I mean, so its budget was $116 million, and they made gross $67 million. So, you know, you've got some work. You've got like $50 million to make here.
The amount of money they spend on movies is ridiculous.
Mm. I mean, this movie was a little bit like the effects in it were really good and really practical for the, you know, I was expecting, you know, some level of terrible CGI, but then again, I guess it was
they used miniatures, right?
Yeah. Well, and
yeah,
like just seeing like the bridge fall apart and the dude on the like in the big van thing trying to drive it and it's slipping around in it.
Oh yeah.
All of that had to have been, you know, essentially practical. But I don't like this was a really well made movie. It was just
It was well made. Yeah. Yeah.
It was Charles Hallahan's last film, actually, unfortunately. He was the one that played the leader of the volcanologists. The character is Paul Dreyfus. You probably remember him more from John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He wasn't a bad actor, and he played the character reasonably well. The biggest problem with this film was just the script, and they didn't do their research. And, to be honest, I think Pierce Brosnan is a pretty flat actor, and Pierce Brosnan is Pierce Brosnan in everything he's ever played.
He's pretty much the same, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a particularly good actor. And he might hate me, and that's fine, but I still don't think he's a good actor.
Was
he
did his okay last as Bond. Name in this, was the character's last name in this a reference
Harry
to Timothy
Dalton?
Like, was that a reference to Timothy Dalton, do you think?
I don't know.
Anyway. So, are we gonna, like, try at all? Or are we just gonna come up with wacky things to stick into a volcano?
More wacky things. Because I don't know where else to go from here, because...
It's gone
like,
so far, for lack of a better word, downhill.
Well, I think vinegar and bicarb, I think the Coke and Mentos thing's better now. Because
yes, I agree.
It's more kid-friendly. And it stains the carpet better.
we need another disclaimer. It has to be play outdoors.
It will sort of like spew upwards into the air a lot further and have a bit more of a chaotic sort of thing. Like, I feel like there will just be, if you've played it a couple of times with the vinegar and bicarb, there'll be spots where you know are 100% safe.
Awesome.
Not so with Coke and Mentos.
No, that's right.
No, you can have overhanging stuff.
Well, there's the mine. There's the mine from the movie, like, that he drives
into.
And then doesn't drink water for 2 days, and then they pull him out and he's fine. That was a neat trick. I mean, did he drink piss off screen? Was that what was going on?
Probably.
Because
I mean, that's how you survive without water, right?
Well, yeah.
For a couple of days at least.
I think you only get about 24 hours without water, and you're in deep, deep trouble.
The thing is, I think it's about
3 days. Three to six days. I'm going to say 3 to 6 days. Well, it's you could live without water.
If you're...
All right, Google says, and Google is never wrong, 3 days.
3 days,
after
yes.
After 3 days, you need water or you perish. Yep. For food, it's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Though we promise you won't have fun. Well, okay, I guess.
Fun fact, the longest anyone has ever lasted without food has been 86 days or something. Close to that. And it was a guy in prison who went on a hunger strike because he was innocent, and he died after that. So don't try that at home.
It starts chewing all your fat cells, and then after that it starts chewing your muscles.
Yep. He kept drinking water, obviously, because he lasted 86 days or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, you can go a long time without food, but water, not so much.
Well, and that's the thing about drinking water is that, like, if you've got a steady supply of food, you can get a lot of water from that. You know, you can... Like, if you're eating... You probably don't need to be drinking a glass of water. I don't reckon I drank a glass of water.
Bear Grylls has sort of had to survive, hasn't he, really? Sun's going down, better drink my own piss, right?
He does it before every meal.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's,
wash it down.
Yeah.
Dice
anyway, how
survival
did we go from
guides.
Volcanoes to piss? Jesus.
I blame you. This is your fault.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, what's other crazy stuff we can add to this? You may as well. We've dug the hole. We can't dig up.
Inevitably, Timmy's now just going to pour an entire pack of Mentos into the volcano, and it's going to take.
Does anyone know if it's the amount of Mentos you put in, or like, could we add it one by one so they slowly drop in, or do they have to go all at once?
I think
it has to go all at once, doesn't it?
I think one Mentos into Coke will have a pretty explosive effect.
It will expand, but I think more you have.
Oh, definitely the more you have. But basically, as far as I'm aware, the science of it is the shell of the Mentos has very small holes in it.
I just watched a video of they put 1, 2, 3, about 5 on a toothpick into a 2-liter Coke bottle, and that was pretty violent.
Mm. Okay, awesome.
And there's no... The thing is, I'm pretty confident, guys, that the... You know how we talk about when the volcano is erupting, you're sort of doing stuff? There's no time. Like, as soon as that stuff hits the bottle... That's it. It's game over.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's I like the fact that mess. This box will be... Contains 3-foot volcanoes, a bottle of Coke, and Mentos.
Yeah. Yeah.
No batteries required.
No battery... Well, no, because even the egg timer is mechanical, right? Yeah, that's
app
brilliant.
Integration. So we need another disclaimer.
I don't want my iPad anywhere near this thing.
Exactly, we need another disclaimer, which will be don't use near phones or electrical appliances. Like,
Don't use near children, pets.
Exactly.
Know.
Most of this game will actually be finding a good location and people to play it with without damaging anything.
Yeah.
That's most of the game. It's like you got to read all the disclaimers and work out where you can go.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, man. If
well, that's it. I mean, I said you just summarized the whole thing with "Do not play this game." Full stop. Like, you're legally protected then, because then when they ring you up and go, "Oh, my game did this," I'm like, "Did you play it?" "Yes." "Well, clearly it's in front of the box.
Do not play.
Why would you not listen?"
if anyone was gonna. Like, if anyone was actually going to play this, we would need to give, like, goggles, like, hazmat suits.
Oh, yeah, it should come with goggles and jumpsuits.
That do nothing.
Oh, my God, this is the best. It comes with everything. No wonder it costs $4.99.
$4.99 US, exactly. Yeah.
It needs one of each player color, too, right? It can't just be one color jumpsuit.
Considering where his career is at the moment, for an extra $100, you could probably get Pierce Brosnan to come and play it with you.
Comes in the box.
You just gotta have him on the front with his 3-foot wide smile.
Yeah,
oh,
that's it.
Obscure. No, you got it. Yeah, wasn't sure if you'd get that one.
See, you could play this with like James Bond action figures and Sarah Connor dolls.
Yeah. and just get completely sued by every film company in Hollywood.
I want some trees. In there. I want some trees on the volcano. What can the trees be made of? Whoa. They got to be able to melt as well, right?
Like marshmallows, maybe?
Are there any other lollies that react with Coke, like musk sticks or something?
How about, like, solidified Whiz Fizz?
Yes! That's it. Just like, sugarized sherbet. Candy.
Yeah.
Because if all of this basically came with, like, molds for how you can make your own candy stuff...
Oh, yeah. It is reusable.
See, this is why you're not in marketing. You sell the refill kits for $2.99.
Oh, man. What is like, going on?
It's like video games. We don't sell level editors anymore. We sell you DLC.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing. We're not going to let you repack your own board game. You have to buy the extra content.
Anyway. Okay. I think there's nowhere to go from here, and I just call it.
Sweet. Oh, is that like the shortest episode of your podcast ever?
It could be. We've had another 35-minute one. But nice. I mean, we covered everything we needed to cover, so...
Pretty much.
Jeez.
As a last note from me, just make sure you check out the Kickstarter for The Brigade. And Cal, where can we find you?
You can find me at thevideoshop.com.au and on Twitter at VideoshopPod.
I promise this game is better. The Brigade is better than this game that we've created right now.
Does it explode with Coke and Mentos?
No.
Well, I think better is a fairly loose term here.
It might come with jumpsuits. Maybe we could add in a stretch goal. Where can we find you, Toby?
You can read most of my stuff at either AustralianTabletopGamingNetwork.com.au or ATGN.com.au or PixelPopNetwork.com.au.
Can we find you on Twitter or Facebook?
No, don't find me. Please, don't. Okay. Go to the website.
Because if you want to complain about this game, I think you know who to go to.
Yeah.
And it's not Cal or me.
I was going to say Cal, actually, but anyway.
Hey,
excellent job, guys. More deliciousness in board games, gotcha. Thanks, guys. Catch you later.
Thank you.
No worries. Bye-bye.
That's another game by the Dice Hard crew. You can see, read, and ask questions on the Facebook group Dice Hard Discussions. Alex can be found on Twitter at BlueRoomBG and at winter.persona.co. You can follow Dice Hard at VideoShopPod on Twitter and see the complete VideoShop network at thevideoshop.com.au.